This is Coffee at KYUK, conversation between friends and neighbors. Come in and have a cup.
Joining us for coffee this morning are Therese Vicente, Katie Baldwin, and Robert Masterman, here to talk about a traditional food drive. Speaking with them is KYUK's Samantha Watson.
Hello, Katie, Therese, and Robin. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us. Yeah, thanks so much for being here. And we're here to talk about a traditional foods drive that, as I understanding, it's come out of this kind of multifaceted collaboration. And I wonder if maybe a good place to start is, could you tell me a little bit about the inception of this idea and how you know, you all are from different organizations. How did this come together?
Sure, I can kick us off. This is Therese, and I work with the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission. So as everyone knows, there's ex-Typhoon Halong came through the YK Delta region in October and really devastated a number of communities, especially Kipnuk and Kwigilinok. And folks are really in need of traditional foods. That's something that we realized pretty quickly. I think a lot of people realized pretty quickly after the storm and the devastation. Flooding, houses shifting, everything just caused so many families to lose the food stores, all the hard work they'd done over the last year, over the summer, to put away food for the winter. I remember talking with our chairman early in October. He was in Anchorage for AFN, and he was meeting with some of the elders from Kipnuk and Kwig who'd been evacuated and were staying at one of those big group shelters. And he said all the elders, like, what they really wanted was their traditional foods. They wanted to eat soul food. So as folks probably know, there's been a massive outpouring to get traditional foods to Anchorage and to the evacuees there, which is amazing. The Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium and Alaska Native Heritage Center have been receiving donations, and I believe they still are, and they're distributing those to families who've been evacuated. There's a similar effort ongoing in Fairbanks for families who have relocated there after the typhoon. But we realized, you know, there wasn't something similar going on here in our own backyard in the YK Delta for families who have evacuated to Bethel, but also families in other villages that were really impacted by the storm, like Napakiak, Nightmute, Chifornik, and folks also had flooding damage and lost freezers. We learned that the Red Cross, when they were out here, donated 50 brand new chest freezers to families in, what was it, Katie? I want to say like 8 different villages.
Mm-hmm. Or, 8 villages, yeah.
Yeah. So that, I mean, that's awesome. But have people been able to refill those freezers mm-hmm. with traditional foods? So we at the Fish Commission realized some others were thinking about this, like Katie over at Alaska Sea Grant, folks at Bethel Community Services Foundation, at AVCP, at the City of Bethel. Everyone is trying to think about, you know, there's lots of clothing going out to communities and to evacuees, lots of other supplies and pantry items, but people also need subsistence foods to just nourish their souls and help them heal through all this trauma. So we decided we'd try to start a donation drive to get traditional foods here in Bethel and then be able to distribute them to both families that have relocated to Bethel or been evacuated to Bethel from Kipnuk and Kwig, but also those families in the YK Delta villages who have brand new freezers or otherwise lost freezers because of the storm flooding. Would you guys add anything to that?
So this is Katie Basil, and I now work for Alaska Sea Grant. It's kind of a new position. I'm a coastal resilience specialist, and that means a lot of different things. But one of the things we focus on is food security. So right away, we just saw this as an opportunity to kind of help out the region and bring some of those traditional foods in and distribute. And I think if anyone's listening out there and you have gotten a freezer donated to you, it would be great if you, we have a form online that you can fill out. Mm-hmm. If you go to the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission website, and I'll have Therese give that URL in a minute here. You can go there and fill out the form and just let us know that you have a freezer. You can tell us a little bit about what types of foods you're looking for, and we'll do our best to distribute. Right now, we are focused on a handful of villages that we know for sure through the Red Cross that freezers were donated there, as Therese said. But, you know, hopefully this is kind of like the first round, and we can do this again after the holidays and continue to distribute.
Yeah. And what, you know, when you say traditional foods, there's such a huge umbrella of what of what foods those could be. Could you tell me a little bit about what you're accepting and what maybe people have brought so far?
Yeah. So this is Robin Masterman. Again, my name is Robin Masterman. I'm originally from Togiak, but I live and work here in Bethel. I manage a food security grant here, so helping people to be able to get access to our healthy traditional food is something that I'm really passionate about, which is why I decided to help out a little bit on this project. And as for specific donation requests, we will be accepting any kind of traditional food donation, any kind of food that was hunted, fished, or gathered off of the land. Some specific examples that we put out include whitefish, seal meat, okuk, seal oil, whale meat, muktuk, geese, moose meat, salmon, gininyuk, or dried meat, or berries like salmon berries or blackberries. Or really any other kind of food that was harvested off the land. And I want to say that with, I guess, the caveat being that we understand like how difficult and how physically and financially intensive it can be to be able to harvest these kinds of foods. And so we recognize like how prized these are for the families that are able to get them and are able to have these access to these traditional foods, but that we would just really, really appreciate if you could share even just a little bit of any kind of food, any kind of traditional food that you have. Again, these are such prized foods, and the people in these villages, like Kipnuk and Guigalinguk, they lost everything. They lost all of their traditional foods that they had been harvesting and gathering off of the land. And in some of the maybe a little bit lesser impacted villages, like with what Therese and Katie were mentioning, that they lost all of the food in their freezers. They had to get new ones, and now they're empty. And so just helping people to be able to fill those too. Again, we really want to stress like how much we appreciate any kind of food donation, no matter how big or how small it is.
Yeah, I feel like the flip side of that is like Therese is saying, like it's like soul food, like like the weight also of that kind of giving, you know, is felt in a really big way. Maybe just ask you a little bit about the logistics of like where people can get this food to you guys.
Yeah, so for people here in Bethel, if you're willing and able to drop some food off to us, you can bring it to 1795 Chief Eddie Hoffman Highway. Again, that's here in Bethel. That is the Bethel Community Services Foundation freezer vans. You can turn onto Wildlife Lane. There's going to be a big sandwich board right where you're going to turn. And as soon as you turn onto Wildlife Lane, it's going to be those big freezers. You can't miss them. Mm-hmm. Right off to the right there. And as long as you bring them during times that people are there, and I'll get that into that in a second, but as long as you bring them when somebody's there, there'll be a vehicle, there'll be somebody standing there, and we'll be there to like to receive the donation. And so we will be there today, December 4th, and tomorrow, December 5th, from noon to 1 p.m., and then again from 3 to 6 p.m., and then we'll also be there December 8th through the 10th, also noon to 1 and 3 to 6. And then we have one weekend date, December 6th, from 12 to 4 p.m. But if you aren't able to drop off within those times, we have a phone number that you can text or call. I believe maybe we'll give that in a second. It's also on the sandwich board. Just give us a text or a call, and we'll be able to come and pick it up or find something that works. Today, December 4th, tomorrow, December 5th, and then December 8th through the 10th, and then the 6th.
And then this is Katie again. And so if you want to donate food from outside of Bethel and you need to ship it in, you can reach out to Therese or myself. We may have the opportunity to ship for free. If you're able to pay for it yourself, that's great. But I also think there's opportunities to get that shipping donated. And then one really great thing is that once we ship the food out from Bethel and distribute it to these villages, we have Grant Aviation on board, and they are donating all the shipping to 6 of the 8 villages that they fly to, and we're just so grateful to them for that. So that will be the week of December 15th is when we're hoping to distribute that food, and so thank you to Grant. But yeah, Therese, I don't know if you want to drop your phone number and
sure.
And the website and all that good information. Oh, one thing I did want to mention is that all of this information, you can, if you are on Facebook, if you poke around on what's going on in Bethel or on the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission Facebook page, Alaska Sea Grant Facebook page, you'll find our flyer and you can get all of this information right there.
Yeah, thanks, Katie. Thanks, Robin. If anyone has questions about this, or like Robin said, if our drop-off times don't work for you and you need to set up another time, you can text or call me or our office at 545-7388. If you prefer to email, you can email us at donations@kritfc.org. Even just yesterday, someone called and texted, you know, she didn't have a ride, but she had some foods to donate. So we went and picked them up, and it was so awesome. Koyanakvash, for your generosity. She donated a bunch of moose and dry fish, seal oil, berries. We're so, so excited to be able to share those with families in need after the typhoon. And one note on donations, we would really love if your food donations were harvested this past year in 2025, not freezer burned. That's super important. And if possible, individually packaged in vacuum sealed or Ziploc bags that you've compressed all the air out of. And what we mean by individually packaged is, you know, like a salmon fillet, not like just one single one, not like 5 of them crammed into one bag or something like that. So if possible, that would be great. Yeah, we're accepting any kinds of donations. When I've been talking with evacuees here in Bethel, so many folks from the coast, you know, they've really been wanting ducks and geese for bird soup. Mm-hmm. And marine mammals, seal oil, but you know, folks who filled out the form online have said anything would be so helpful, any comfort foods, any traditional foods. So you can find all this information on our website if you go to cuscosalmon.org/news. It should be the first blog post that we have up on our website. It's also on Facebook, like Katie said, if you use Facebook. You can search us at Cusco Salmon and find everything there.
Yeah. And can folks, in addition to like fillets or frozen pieces, can people do, they have jarred salmon or things like that? Or I know Therese mentioned dried fish. Is there kind of like these traditional foods in all their forms.
Yeah, I would say anything's welcome. And Katie, you wanted to say something?
Oh, just that we did through Bethel Community Services Foundation and the food bank here, we received a large donation of salmon from SeaShare. So we'll literally be getting thousands of pounds of salmon in to help with this effort and some of the other food security efforts in the region. So we're very grateful to them. And that does mean that we have a lot of salmon fillets coming in. That's not to say we won't accept more. We'd be happy to have more. But yeah, I just want to kind of underscore what Therese said, that, you know, marine mammal, especially walrus, whale, seal, I know has been in high demand. And so if you are in a position to donate, we'd be so grateful for those foods specifically.
Yeah, and Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association also has a salmon donation drive. So they're sending some salmon our way as well. One other food folks have really been requesting is moose. I know at least one person completely lost their moose meat freezer in one of the villages and would love any moose meat. So perhaps I know some folks have gotten those tags for the new hunt, and that's awesome. I'm so glad that the Department of Fish and Game and Fish and Wildlife Service have opened up those special hunts for people to refill some of their freezers. If you have any excess you'd like to donate, it'd be great if it was already processed, but we'd be super glad to take that and distribute it to families in need.
Right. I feel like we're seeing, even like from the top down with like Moose Hunt Extension and more tags, like those opportunities to help provide subsistence food. So now, you know, there's a people to help coordinate, and there's ways in, you know, to have that like database of addresses of people who need it. Yeah. Well, Robin, Therese, and Katie, thank you so much for joining me this morning. And real quick before we go, do you want to just maybe give the dates one more time and the address?
Yeah. So the address is 1795 Chief Eddie Hoffman Highway. Again, that's on Wildlife Lane. There'll be a sandwich board where you are supposed to turn. And then once you turn on Wildlife Lane, you'll see those big freezer vans and somebody parked outside. And those dates are today and tomorrow, December 4th and 5th. And then also this Saturday, December 6th. And then next week, December 8th, 9th, and 10th. And then during the weekdays, we'll be there 12 to 1 p.m. And then again from 3 to 6 p.m. And then on Saturday, we'll be there from noon to 4 p.m.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Sam.
Thank you.
That was Therese Vicente, the Policy and Programs Director with the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission, Katie Basil, Coastal Resilience Specialist at Alaska Sea Grant, and Robin Masterman. Speaking to them was KYUK's Samantha Watson about the multifaceted collaboration traditional food drive.